I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me right now via Zoom, my boy, friend of the show, Mr. David Arquette. How you doing, David?
I'm great. How are you, Mario? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing well. It's always nice to see you, pal. We're just talking about you with our mutual friend, Danny. He's telling me, I love that guy. He makes me laugh, too, when I think about him. You're always such a positive guy and in good spirits. How have you been during this whole madness in this COVID era that we're living in?
Wow, it's been a trip, man. It's sort of like this roller coaster. I think everyone's been through it. Right. So it's been a lot. I mean, I learned a lot about myself and just sort of how to deal with my brain and my feelings. But I've been doing it healthy, you know, not trying to escape, you know, like drink or, you know, whatever other things.
Sure.
So I'm just being like, you know, I did a lot of work on myself getting to this place. So I'm just happy that I'm doing it in the right way and learning stuff about how not to be a bad dad. Like, you know, I was like, Charlie, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I heard my dad's voice, like my screaming dad's voice coming out of my, and that was like a big lesson.
Yeah, no, and there
were grip on that.
I'm with you right there. What about any sort of hobbies or interests did you pick up during this downtime?
Oh man, I've been drawing a lot. I mean, I always sort of drew a lot. I decorated my. I got an apartment here in LA.
You've done a fine job too. Wait, you got an apartment in LA, David? So LA is normally not home.
Now, yeah, we moved to Nashville. Yeah, my wife and the two kids with her, Charlie and Gus, we all moved to Nashville. And then I did it all during the lockdown, too. These pods come and they stopped them and packed up, put them all in there, shipped them out. Yeah. Put the family in them. No, just kidding.
Keeping busy.
Yeah. So I got this place to have with Coco and go back and forth.
Good for you. Good for you, Matt. And you've also got this new movie that's out on video on demand called Spree. And this flick sounds wild. Break it down for us.
It is wild. It's an exploration of the social media influencer world. And, and kind of dovetails with sort of the mass killing kind of... murder world, you know, the
two very relevant topics.
So 2020.
Yeah. No kidding. You know, it's a lot, you know, this amazing filmmaker, Eugene Kotryarenko, is just tremendous filmmaker. And he built this whole world. There's even like a website, Kurt's World 96 on Instagram. And it's like this influencer's world. And it's like this whole backstory for the movie that happens. And he really explores it. It's uncomfortable. I mean, it's funny at first and then it gets like uncomfortable and then it just gets flat scary. I mean, it's a frightening movie.
Wow. So it is just like 2020. I saw that Drake was one of the executive producers. How did that come about?
Well, Drake's an amazing artist. And just, you know, I don't know exactly. It came on before I was a part of it. But the script and for producers on it. And, you know, he did great stuff with Euphoria and all that. So they got a really great company going.
Nice, man. Good for you. I'm going to have to check that out. Something I've been looking forward to checking out. And Danny, our pal, said it was great, was your documentary. And we spoke about it last time you were actually here. Fun title, You Cannot Kill David Arquette. It's finally coming out August 28th. So what are people going to see when they tune in?
Wow, it's really sort of an exploration of this, of my life, really, in this time period. I was a champion 20 years ago, and then I wanted to come back and sort of prove myself and clear my name, sort of rewrite the ending of the story. So I learned a lot in the process, just standing up for myself, right. Like having self-worth. And
sure, therapeutic.
Not dying in the process.
Yeah. Which was the goal in the title.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you been able to get any wrestling in during this COVID?
Not too much. I had Steve-O come over. And we jumped around in the ring a little, but... I actually have given the ring away. It has a new home now.
Oh, no, the ring's gone. I was wanted to cruise over, do a tag team match.
I know where it is, so we can still work it out.
All right, good. We'll have to document that. That'll be worth it just for the grand.
That would be awesome.
For sure.
My kids would freak out. And this is exciting, man. Scream 5 has been officially announced. Can we expect Sheriff Dewey back?
Yeah. Dewey's back.
All right.
Dewey's back. And they also have announced that Courtney Cox's character, Gail Weathers, is back. So now we're just waiting on Neve Campbell. And if she comes back, it'll be really exciting.
She'll do it.
I love her performance.
She's got to make it happen. Oh, that's great. And all you guys look great, too. So that's exciting news. Congrats on everything you got going on there. And we talked about the kids a little bit earlier. How old are they now? All
3, 6, and 16.
Oh, wow. Had a little hiatus, and now you got a little young. Oh, the same age, kind of like me almost, right? That keeps it keeps the house busy, huh?
They're crazy, aren't they?
Yeah, they're crazy. Oh, especially when you're cooped up. No, I'm with you right there,
gosh.
Man. Hey, listen, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Yeah.
Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
Dark Side of the Ring.
Oh, yeah. No, that's good.
That's a good one.
Yes, yes. Month. Which leads me to dream wrestling opponent.
Dream wrestling opponent. Oh. Cody Rhodes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would have gone with Dusty Rhodes, but that's just me.
Oh, well, we could go.
Classic.
You go with Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, man. Oh,
I'm going the Nature Boy.
Oh, yeah. Ric Flair would be Ric amazing. Flair.
Do you have a favorite wrestling move?
I always like jumping off the top rope, like
Superfly Snuka. Superfly Snuka style. I used to do that off my bed all the time.
Exactly. I do it to the outside of the ring.
Oh, so, next level.
Wait, could you do that with your son's bed now?
I guess I could. I just haven't. Yeah. I just haven't yet. Yes. Oh, my God. Funniest person you've ever met?
Probably Paul Rubens.
Really? Like in person too?
He's Pee-wee,
I love him.
He's funny.
I don't know if I've
Martin Short is always just like the best funny person at the party.
Yeah, he seems like he would be that guy too, man. That's cool. And where's the first place you want to go when this whole COVID is over?
First place I want to go? Probably a wrestling match.
Yes.
WrestleMania.
Yes, I cannot wait. They've been doing a good job keeping it in the bubble, but I'm with you right there. Hey, David, congratulations on everything going on, man. I look forward to checking everything out, and hopefully we'll see you in person soon when this madness is over. You got it. Always great to catch up with David. Be sure to check out his new movie, Spree, which is out on video on demand, and set a reminder because his documentary, You Can't Kill David Arquette, is out August 28th. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Hey, thank you. Great to see you, man.
You too.
On with Mario Lopez.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.